What are some of the problems in getting rid of websites that are unnecessary and out of date? On the surface, it sounds like a pretty good idea.
Well, it certainly does, and I think that eliminating websites that are either dated or redundant or providing information that may no longer be useful or valuable is something that's definitely a way for cost-cutting for government agencies that are looking to reduce budgets. But along with that reduction, agencies also need to consider links that are linking to those sites or from those sites, as well as content that people are looking for that may still be important. So part of the Obama administration's push for transparency certainly means that agencies need to find creative ways to communicate with citizens and to collect feedback. The web is a wonderful way to do that. Question is, how do we do that effectively without losing any of the value of those properties?
Well, I imagine another way of doing that effectively, too, is making sure that the groups that will be interested in finding the information that might potentially be orphaned by this process are all involved and know that it's going on in the first place. Are you getting a sense of how the administration is doing at reaching out to groups like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think part of the challenge, again, is identifying the sites, seeing what's out there, evaluating what can be removed, what can be aggregated as part of a content management system so that, again, that content that may still be useful to somebody out there just becomes a part of a consolidated website, which can typically be managed through a content management system.
Are there best practices that exist for this kind of thing already, or is this something that the administration is going to have to kind of noodle through from scratch?
Well, I mean, there certainly are ways to manage microsites, which these really are, and to make that content available for the time it should be there and then retire it automatically. Typically, that would be done through a content management solution where you can have sites that are published with, a published date and a retired date, and then that content is either then brought down below the surface of a website or available through, a subsite of an existing website.
Mm-hmm.
But the front page of every government website is very valuable real estate, so it's hard to put all the pertinent information up there on a single page.
Well, that's one of the goals that not only the administration has talked about, but I've talked about that with Martha Doris at GSA, talking about USA.gov and other agency content people, just about what the home pages of the websites look like for that very reason, because you're right, that's prime real estate, and you can't build every house in the city on the best block in town, and so trying to decide what content goes where and what should be prioritized is part of the biggest challenges that it seems like content people at agencies are dealing with.
Absolutely, and I think another alternative to just a traditional website is using social media to publish and promote time-sensitive events or dates or issues, and incorporating that social media strategy into the web strategy is clearly a best practice approach to having that kind of outreach as well.
How do you think the agencies are doing at incorporating social media into their outreach efforts?
Well, I think there are lots of stops and starts. Some of them are quite ambitious and have very, large, mature social media programs. Others are testing the waters a little bit more, but I definitely see a very large presence for agencies out there on, commercial social media tools. They also use tools that are available to them already. Many of them use technologies like SharePoint, for example, which has built-in social media capabilities to address their internal and public-facing social media strategies as well.
Do you get a sense that agencies are finally beyond the stage where they were a little bit just a short time ago, where they wanted social media presences but were still trying to figure out exactly what they were going to do on them, where it was more about the mode of transportation than it was about the destination?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of my favorite publications, one I cite often, is the Navy Social Media Handbook, because I love the phrase that they use, which is that loose tweets sink fleets. And I think with guidance and proper education about how to use social media, it can be a very effective tool for government.
What should we know about this effort to kill some of these websites? What should we understand, or what potential landmines are waiting beyond this idea of orphaning some information that people will want to find?
Well, I think, again, the keys are that you need to determine how long is too long for a website. Not all websites need to exist forever, and, some sites can outlast their usefulness. The bad side of having a website up there that's not relevant and not monitored is that the content not only can become stale, it can also quickly become non-compliant with government requirements if it's not being watched and monitored. And so that becomes something that's, you know, really a motivation to do it. When you remove those sites, I think you just need to evaluate and consider, again, who may need that content. How do you make sure that people that are looking for it can still find it and that you don't lose any information that is useful or necessary?
Dana, thanks for helping us understand this issue. It's we're going to see this, the cutting process start real soon, and appreciate your information and insight.